following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is...
Emotions could wreck Chase chances at Richmond from a NASCAR fan's view. So the 2012 NASCAR season has come down to this. It's one and done for those not in the chase, and this is a race that most, if not all, of the 43-car field will be trying to win. For those outside of the top 12, it is a must-win if they expect to get in. For those in the top 10, it is an extra 3 bonus points for them to take into the chase. Those that don't have a chance at either are simply looking for a win, because winning is what it's all about in NASCAR. If you listen to the hype, there are still 8 teams that have at least a long shot at making it into the chase. But in real terms, it is down to 2, or maybe 3, at least from this fan's view. For most of the 8 to have a chance, the stars have to line up in a certain order, and for many of them, it is a long shot at best. For 2 of them, namely Kyle Busch and Jeff Gordon, Gordon has to win or finish 13 spots ahead of Busch. For Kyle, it is a bit easier. All he has to do is finish within 12 spots of Gordon, and he is in. Wow, there couldn't be a better scenario for the last race, and making the 2012 chase for the Sprint Cup. To top it all off, this is a Saturday night race, at least if the rain holds off, under the lights and guaranteed to have displays of high emotions and maybe even a few fits of temper. Other than Busch and Gordon, there are a couple of drivers in the top 10 that would definitely like to take the win, and that would be Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr. Neither one has a win this season and would like nothing more than to take a win at RIR this weekend. Kevin Harvick took the win in the Nationwide Series last night and would like to take some momentum into the start of the chase next weekend with a win tonight. As for Martin Truex Jr., he has been running fast for NWR all year and would just like to win. He has been close, but hasn't been able to seal the deal yet this year. If anything can be judged by qualifying speeds, it would appear the top 10 is full of possible winners. There are some pretty heavy hitters, especially in the top 7. Without going into too much detail, this fan would remind everyone that less than 6/10 of a second separates the entire 43-car field. As someone once said, that ain't much, and it just goes to show how close the competition is in Cup, and also gives at least a little insight into how the race could shape up tonight. Dale Jr. took his first pole for the 2012 season and only beat out his teammate in the number 24 by 7/1000 of a second. He has a very good chance at taking the win tonight, and from my view, that would give him some momentum going into the chase next week, too. One thing is certain, Dale Jr. and crew chief Steve Letarte have shown a lot of consistency this year, and a win tonight could mean a lot for the 88 team and the next 10 races. The Toyotas of Clint Bowyer and Denny Hamlin, in particular, could spell trouble for Jeff Gordon and Kyle Busch's hopes for a win tonight. Clint Bowyer qualified well and looked to be fairly well hooked up in the practice sessions. As for Denny Hamlin, well, let's just say he's going for his 3rd win in 3 weeks. If that doesn't say something about his momentum going into tonight's race and the chase, then his 4 wins so far this season doesn't either. There are others that could prove to be spoilers tonight. Reagan Smith, Mark Martin, and Joey Logano all qualified in the top 10 and could take the win tonight. I'm not saying they will, but I am saying they could, and that could make the race for the 2nd wildcard slot all the more interesting. I expect Jimmy Johnson to figure somewhere in the drama tonight. He is looking for another win, and more bonus points to take into the chase. A win tonight would put him in a tie with Denny Hamlin for the top spot when the points reset for the chase. Although in this fan's opinion, it won't make that much difference for the 5-time Cup champ's chances for winning his 6th, I know he wants to win as much as anyone at RIR tonight, and that's the point. Tonight at Richmond is a night that all 43 cars in the field will be going all out to win. Some have absolutely nothing to lose, and others have everything to gain. I expect the emotions to be high along with some displays of temper, as I said before, and that will just add to the excitement. The only thing missing from tonight's race is a full moon. From this fan's view, the only thing that can take away from the intensity and drama of tonight's race is if one of the teams absolutely dominates the rest of the field from the very beginning to the end and immediately removes any doubt as to who will make the 12th spot. One has to wonder if this is just the beginning of how the chase will go, considering last year's run between Tony Stewart and Carl Edwards, or if it will be the height of the drama and the actual chase turns out to be ho-hum. From this fan's view, it could go either way. And, by the way, from this fan's view, Jeff Gordon's gonna win tonight. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here, at NASCAR Fan's View. For just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi everyone, my name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time. And I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get $2 Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.